Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Here goes.
But you gotta put the music.
Live from Summer Game Fest.
Silly.
Yeah, hold on. Let me test how it goes one more time. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Is that the podcast intro?
That's the
Danny and Ree show
podcast intro. Yes. What's up, everyone? This is Danny Pena, and also Rian Emmanuel Pena.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's a weird clap. They started laughing.
I think that was a laugh track. I don't think that was an applause track.
Let me see another one. Here goes.
That's definitely not applause.
Somebody, you heard it?
I did. Actually.
Somebody was screaming. Yeah. That's not.
Are you getting feedback in your mic?
No, that's a call.
So I can hear from your mic. I'm saying your headphones. I mean, are probably up a little high.
I see you right here. I could lower that down, but it's fine. All right, so this is a test because we're getting ready for
SGF 2023.
SGF. Yeah, I'm excited. Are you?
E3s.
Are you excited?
I am excited. You know why I'm excited? Because for a minute there, we weren't sure we would have much to celebrate this week as far as gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And in, you know, the gamers calendar TM, E3 is Christmas, right? It's the big, huge holiday where everybody gets these presents of announcements, and it's very fun and exciting. And this year, we weren't sure if we would get it, and then we were sure we wouldn't get it. And now Jeff Keighley has, you know, ridden in on his sleigh with a bag full of gifts for all the little girls and boys, and and we get some surprises, some announcements, maybe some curveballs, maybe some playable todays, like the hope and wish of everyone's dreams is that Summer Game Fest can live up to the hype of E3.
Yeah, I'm actually tomorrow, I'm going to wake up early and I'm going to the YouTube theater. Paris is going to be there. He's coming actually here and we're going to be recording daily.
That's Paris Lilly, your Gamertag Radio co-host.
Yeah, Paris Lilly, for those already know. Mm-hmm. He's coming over here and we're going to be recording daily.
And you mean here as in our house?
Our house. This is like...
In California.
We did like a little mini studio.
In our kitchen. Well, in our dining area.
Yeah, we're like right next to the kitchen.
It's a great room. So.
I mean, it's good because we could easily get a drink.
Sure, but the sound dampening is probably not the best of every.
No, it's going to be fine. These mics are pretty good with...
We are in a non-carpeted room with lots of open and flat walls.
It's all good. So. We're gonna figure it out.
But well, if it does sound good in here, that just lets you know the mics are incredible.
Yeah, but that means also we could record our own stuff in the future.
Maybe a little show between...
I think that would be great if we could do that.
Yeah.
I think we should.
Personally. I think we have a really good vibe and a great flow. Mm-hmm. And we interrupt each other, but we don't talk over one another. You know the difference?
Yeah. I seriously.
Like, I'll have an idea and you'll be like, yeah, and, or you'll have something. I'll be like, ooh, but what about? And then each of us knows when to give the other their space to shine. And I feel like that's also kind of an allegory for our relationship.
Yeah. And how's the baby?
She's good.
She's good?
Yeah.
All right. People want to know.
People want to know how the baby is?
Baby's good.
She's chilling. We had an ultrasound this week. That was fun.
Yeah.
Our 16-week ultrasound and check-in.
Oh my God, 16.
Almost halfway through this whole adventure. And funny thing is, we were trying to get some basic measurements on her growth.
Too early.
Well, not too early. She was doing what? Too much.
Oh, she was moving around. She was dancing, actually. Dancing the rhythm of the beat.
Yeah. So our lovely OBGYN said, like, I'm trying to get a clear read on her, but she keeps moving in this rhythmic pattern.
Yeah, baby was like this inside. she was inside just having a great time.
She's twerking in there.
Twerking in there.
She knows it. She gets it from her mama. I dance a lot with the baby, so I'm not surprised if she has natural rhythm. We dance a lot. We sing a lot. We listen to a lot of music. So she probably has some, you know, prior inclination to have a beat in her heart.
Any games you're excited? I know. That's funny.
Hard pivot.
It was very major change.
Well, I did just spend the last 20 minutes talking nonstop while you tried to fix the levels. So.
And I fixed it. And I was using the wrong mic. Long story short, it was. But anyways,
we got here.
Is there any game that you can't wait to check out this that you're allowed to talk about?
That's the tricky part because there's a lot that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah,
and
I mean, there's a couple that you're like, oh man, this is gonna be sick
for sure. And for those who don't know, like the way it goes for media, which I am coming to Summer Game Fest as media, not as a marketing person. There's a lot that we get a sort of sneak preview about where we know things that are coming that are unannounced. We know things that will be playable that have not been made public. And there are lots of embargoes surrounding some of the things that you and I, especially you, will see this week and this weekend at Summer Game Fest. So it, you got to be careful, right? Like a lot of times you'll hear creators say like, oh, I'm not going to talk about anything ahead of time just because they don't want to mess up. And it's always better safe than sorry, because that trust that you build with brands and publishers and devs is so crucial. And you don't want to mess up their plans by releasing something too early.
Yeah. I mean, today I had my first appointment. I can't say what it is, but that was my first appointment. And it's the day before Summer Game Fest. That's really early for this type of thing, you know? I mean, for E3, we've seen that usually like 2-3 days before the event, we'll go to like a preview event, and we're under embargo until the day of E3, and then we're allowed to talk about it. So there is a couple games that, again, I'm not allowed to talk about just yet, that we're going to be under embargo until after Summer Game Fest, which makes no sense because there's going to be people there recording and they're probably going to be posting, you know, video content online. Like similar thing that happened last year. I went inside to the Summer Game Fest and I was trying to record the venue, like, oh, excited, everybody, we're back, you know, the Summer Game Fest / E3. And I was recording and I didn't notice that the Sega booth, the Sega area, they were like, oh, no recording here. And
they
didn't
Sonic
know.
Sonic playable.
Yeah, and it was Sonic Frontiers. And it was very far away. And so I totally missed that part. And people play that game. And they were also under embargo. They couldn't really talk about it until a certain time after Summer Game Fest. So it's a little bit tricky, but I think we're going to be having a great time. There's a lot of stuff that I have lined up that I'm allowed to post it right away, right after I record it. So
lots of episodes coming from you in the next couple days.
Yeah, we'll see how many. There's no way we're going to have 40 episodes because there's actually only 40 companies, 40 publishers, but they're going to have multiple. We'll see how many episodes I'll upload. But I'm taking also some time off after this. So what's up?
I can say one thing I'm excited about, and I can't name it, but I can describe it in general terms.
Okay.
There's a shooter that, you know, no one's ever heard of. It's new IP that I am incredibly excited to see and play. Also, potentially related, potentially unrelated. I will not confirm or deny.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see the hands-on opportunities with Ubisoft this year.
Oh, yeah.
They have a couple of really interesting ones that I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about once everything has come to light.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to play what they have. Not at the show, but after the show. They're a little bit separate. But yeah, there's a couple that I'm really jazzed for. And you know, something else that always ends up sneaking up on me is one or two indies every time we go to one of these events. And I'm just looking for that. Like last time at PAX East, which you weren't able to go to, but I attended, it was Strayed Lights. And this is a new IP, new developer. And it's a game that reminded me a lot of like if Ori met Sekiro, which is kind of a different mashup. And you know, it's like beautiful animation, has a very engaging look and feel, but the combat was all parry based and very very, I would say you can customize the experience based on how you use your upgrades. Like you can upgrade to make parrying easier, or you could upgrade to make yourself stronger, different things like that. So it made it so that it's as approachable as you want it to be, it's as difficult as you want it to be. And I love experiences like that really take the core of what makes a game special, remixes it and puts it in another light. And I usually see those twists in the indie space. And so I'm very excited to see what indies come to Play Days.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if there was any indie games that I played last year during Summer Game Fest. Actually,
the escape room.
The escape room.
Yeah.
That was pretty popular during Summer Game Fest. A lot of people were playing it, cracking up, trying to figure things out, how to escape. And that was a really popular game.
That was from IM8Bit, who also ran the event last year and is also running the event this year. So they have a lot of talents over there at that group.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun checking out. And also, I know Samsung
Escape Academy was the name of it.
Samsung was there too, showing their
Gaming Hub.
I'm going to definitely want to check that out, because I know I saw that they're also going to be there. So I don't know what they're going to show. But I know Xbox, the Xbox showcase. Oh, my God, I forgot about that. That's followed after Summer Game Fest.
Followed by the Starfield Direct, which I'm sure a lot of folks are anticipating. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be like super excited about Starfield. I'm going to wait until I see that presentation. I've been very calm.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get excited, because look what happened with Redfall. I thought it was going to be a great game.
Yeah, I did too.
And whatever happened.
Yeah, disappointing, you know? For sure. Yeah, yeah, for Starfield, so, it's not my type of game. I'm just not a huge
RPG-ish.
Well, and I am not a Fallout fan. You know what I mean? Like, those games just don't appeal to me. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with people who love them. I think that's fantastic for them. So it's not a setting that I'm interested in. It's not a gameplay type I'm interested in. So I don't think I'm the right person to really evaluate it. Yeah. But if the question in people's minds are, is this a game that, you know, transcends the fans of the genre, I'm the right person to ask, because I would be, you know, somebody who's not a fan. And if it draws me in after what I see this week, then, hey, maybe there's a wider audience than your typical Bethesda jam.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be posting stuff from there. I'm going to be posting some videos too on Twitter and YouTube.
We're gonna see a lot of friends.
It's gonna be fun. What'd you think of the setup? I know this was like, I mean, there's cables everywhere, but the setup, the mixer, we have the three mics ready to. Because here's the thing, I haven't done this type of thing, because we used to do it every year during E3.
You mean like a round table?
A round table setup. I think since 2019, we haven't. Wow, it's been that long. That was the last time we've done something like this for the summer. Because after that, it was remote for years.
Isn't it wild that 2019 was 5 years ago?
No, there's no way.
Well,
no,
four.
But like, don't scare me.
I'm rounding.
It's almost there, but
isn't it weird? It's that long ago.
It is very weird.
You didn't know me in 2019.
I know.
And now look at us.
And look, we're married.
Look at us.
With a child coming. Yeah. But yeah, I think this is good. I like the setup. We're going to be recording like this a lot. So yeah, anything else before we wrap it up? This was just a test.
Yeah. I mean, if this ever gets out to the light of day.
Are you okay if this goes out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what I would like to say to the folks listening.
This
is
could
like,
be a bonus.
Sure. Like, what are you excited about? Like, tweet me. Like, at Rihanna Tweets Now, R-I-A-N-A Tweets Now. I want to know what folks are excited about so I can go hunt it down at the show.
Yeah. Are you going to record with me in Paris?
I would love to.
I mean, you live here too, so.
I'm a part of this family, this Gamertag family.
That's
I've been
true.
Married in. No, I would love to. And if people are curious to hear about things that I find interesting, I'm sure it will be very different from you, Danny, and also from Paris. So yeah. I'm happy to contribute.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, because P is not here, so we need a third person. And Mandy's not here. Mandy was our fourth one that we had like a nice long round table. We'll talk about like, is that an alarm? What?
That's your phone alarm.
No, this is live, yo.
Hold on, I'll turn it off.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, so Mandy used to be our fourth. Wow, that alarm is loud. My God.
Was it on?
I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, you know what? I took a nap because we wanted to go to watch Spider-Man.
that was your alarm to wake up for the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, that was
we
funny.
Saw it very late.
Yeah. Amazing movie. By the way, so we have four people. We'll talk about like things that we like, things that we didn't like, talk about our interviews.
Maybe
we'll get
a
hands-on
Andrea
impressions.
Renee or Brittany Brombacher guest star.
Do you think they will come? I don't know if they'll come over here.
Maybe.
I don't know if they will come. Okay. I mean, hey, they're more than welcome to come.
Dare to dream.
But hey, you never know. All right, everyone, we're going to wrap it up. And this was just a small test because we're getting ready for Summer Game Fest and we're planning to post a lot of content. So
much content.
Be a lot.
You better protect your voice. Drink
no,
lots
no,
of
I'm
water.
Drinking. I'm drinking
some
a lot
tea
of tea
with honey.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm definitely good.
No
actually,
yelling across the room.
Actually, after Summer Game Fest, I'm gonna record our first roundtable with Paris. This is stuff that they announced and recorded here and posted right away. And stay tuned. It's gonna be a lot of stuff.
You're gonna come straight back here after the YouTube theater.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. But yeah, most likely we'll be here. It's going to take us a good hour probably to get back, but it's all good.
That traffic.
All right. We're going to be out, guys. And thank you for listening. Until next time.
Peace.
Ladies.